It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Jeff Chrysler, and this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. Tony Hendra is somewhere. Does it really matter where he is? He's hanging out with fake Tony Hendra, but you don't want to hear from fake Tony Hendra. You want to hear from me. Because it's the end of October. Ah, October. In like a lion, out like a Trump. A lion Trump. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for this election to be over. Just not fun anymore. It's time to move on to important things, like the imminent one-person Supreme Court. Speaking of, did you know the Final Edition has put together a three-part series on the Supreme Court? It's true! It's been produced in conjunction with Howl, the Secret Service of Earwolf. So, starting November 2nd, that's, Wednesday, that's soon, go to howl.fm to check out Men in Black, disrobing the Supreme Court from the Final Edition. Dun-da-da, I'm a lawyer. Until then, enjoy this madness-inducing jaunt down October memory lane. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Women are coming forward saying Donald Trump touched them inappropriately. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Excuse me, I believe the correct term is grabbed them inappropriately by the pussy.
I was just standing there and the man grabbed my cat.
Well, I've only just ever seen him on TV and I feel raped.
I mean, you can say that he grabbed us all. His on-screen presence is impeccable.
It was a bit like being roughed up by one of the Keebler elves.
Well, he grabbed me by the pussy, but that's only because he couldn't get it up.
I just find that the phrase grab him by the pussy is very gender discriminatory, and as someone who has committed to being the fifth gender hair-wise known as an enclave.
In fairness, if you're Donald Trump, there's no way to touch anybody appropriately.
I've been a high school coach for the past 15 years, and the only thing my boys talk about in the locker room is getting undressed faster.
How many female members of Congress are there again?
You know, a handful.
Yeah. It's sexual assault.
I'm Melania Trump, here to say that whatever it is, all lies, not fair, because media. Everyone knows it's okay to say about the pussy, if it's guy talk, or if another man is egging on you, or if you're in a locker room, which my husband is all the time. Just look at his gym-honed body. American. You don't know my husband like I do. Donald appreciates beauty. That makes him artist. He loves women. That makes him feminist. And he would never cheat on me because I'm hot and I'm his wife and I am the mother of his child. And he has literally never always done anything like that before a lot. But you know, it has always been my motto that I came up with myself. When they go low, you go high. So that's what I'm going to do, America. Go high, all the way up to the penthouse. Vote Donald for president.
Hello, mister.
Hi, sir, young man. Are your parents home?
Mom! Dad! It's for you!
Hello, how can we help you?
Good evening, ma'am. I just moved in down the street.
Oh, the old Newman's place. That must be your Trans Am.
Yeah, that's me.
Welcome to the neighborhood. I'm Patty, and this is George. Please, come in.
No, that's okay. I'd rather stay right out here.
Oh, okay.
You see, it's just that, I have certain, issues.
George?
The thing is, I'm required by law to inform you...
Oh, dear God, no!
To inform you that I'm a registered...
Kids!
I'm a registered Trump voter.
No! Kids, get to your rooms! Door's locked! Patty, get my taser! You, don't move!
My doctor, he says I shouldn't be a threat to anyone so long as I don't...
Don't you move!
So long as I don't talk to people or watch TV or vote ever again!
Patty, call our broker. We're moving.
I'm so sorry.
Patty, now!
Heil Hitler?
Hey, Abby. Did you take away Bill Clinton's balloon?
Yeah.
You took away Bill Clinton's balloon? Seriously, Abby? You have no idea how cranky he gets when people take away his balloon! Jesus!
Wow, look, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Well, you do now!
It's that important.
Well, yeah!
But the balloon was deflating.
I know!
And shriveling. I didn't think it would be a big deal.
Well, it is! He loves that balloon! That balloon is literally the best, funnest thing in his world right now! This is a man who gave up cheeseburgers! He has to wear a suit in the daytime! He has to hang out with his wife a whole bunch! You go get that balloon and you give it back! Right now!
I can't.
You can't?
I popped it.
You popped Bill Clinton's balloon?! Oh my God, this is bad! You popped his balloon and sent him out to talk at a rally? Literally anything could happen right now. Anything!
And to summarize, Obamacare is crazy. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. And rallies without balloon drops are no fun.
God, I'm sorry.
Fix it!
How?
There's only one thing for it. Get on your hands and knees and blow!
99 red balloons floating in the summer sky. Panic bad, that's red alert. There's something here from somewhere else. The war machine springs to life, opens up one eager eye, focusing it on the sky. The 99 red balloons go by.
We take you to Washington, D.C., where desperate leaders of the Republican Party are holding a seance, trying to get advice from the ghost of Ronald Reagan.
Well, here I am again.
Gipper, thank God. Our presidential nominee, oh gosh, where to begin?
Well, you know, I always follow the 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of any fellow Republican.
Of course, but this man is...
What's this fellow's name?
You may have met him. Donald Trump.
Trump? You mean that douchebag at Studio 54?
Yeah, that's him.
Really? He just didn't seem like the public service type. More like someone who hires a prostitute and talks to her all night about his credit rating. So what, did he become a senator, a governor?
Actually, this is the first thing he ever ran for.
Really? Never held office? No military experience?
No, sir.
And you nominated him? For president?
Yes.
I see. Well, what happened?
Turns out he's kind of inexperienced.
No kidding.
And unstable.
Unstable how?
He, after a debate in the general election, there's this thing called Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And, you send messages to a lot of people at once.
Okay.
Well, he set up, like, 3 o'clock in the morning sending out mass messages about some former Miss Universe and calling her fat.
That's... why?
He seemed to think that it was important.
Will, you can't have that. You can't have a major party nominee sitting up all night on his twatter thing or whatever and saying unkind things about a beauty pageant winner. You need some decorum, or next thing he'll be talking about his penis during a debate. Why are you squirming like that?
Well, actually...
oh, you are shitting me.
It was during the primaries, and Senator Rubio said Trump had tiny hands, and that meant he was tiny somewhere else. So the next debate, Trump said he didn't have a problem in that area.
Wait. Back up. Another candidate, a sitting senator, implied Mr. Trump was underendowed, and this Trump fellow responded on TV during a primary debate.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell me about his policies.
Well, his tax plan gives more money to the rich.
Well, now that's good. That's trickle-down economics.
Yes, sir.
That's gonna work one of these days, you know.
Yes, sir.
Is he gonna lower the debt?
Actually, he says maybe we just don't pay some of the debts.
Not pay the debts? I thought he's a businessman or something.
Yeah, but he doesn't always pay people.
He doesn't pay people.
Right.
He's a businessman who doesn't pay people.
Right.
Who is supporting this person?
Well, Vladimir Putin. The president of Russia.
Russia?
Well, the Cold War is over, you know.
Oh, I know. So, what's this Putin like? Is he a funny old drunk like Yeltsin?
No, he's an absolute dictator. He had some of his critics murdered. He took back part of Ukraine. He was in the KGB for 16 years. You remember the KGB, right?
Yes, even with the Alzheimer's, I remember the KGB.
Well, he seems to be helping Trump's campaign. Russian hackers leaked memos from the Democrats. A man named Julian Assange is afraid of Putin, and he's going to release more documents about Trump's opponent. And, Trump has directly invited President Putin to interfere some more.
Trump openly invited a Russian dictator to infiltrate a U.S. election.
Does that look bad?
Oh, no, I wouldn't worry about it. People are usually very understanding about this. Of course it looks bad, you dunce. Look, I've made deals with the enemy. I did it probably a couple of times with Iran. But flirting with the KGB is like letting the mafia run your taco stand. You don't get it back. Have any other Republicans pointed this out?
Well, you know the 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of any fellow Republican.
If Republicans aren't speaking ill of each other, how could one Republican say another Republican has a tiny penis? Is that considered a compliment now?
No, sir.
All right. One last thing. Does he at least believe in family values?
He appeared in pornography.
Oh, come on!
You want to get LASIK eye surgery, but doctors aren't playing along? Then come on down to Donnie's Do-It-Yourself LASIK Eye Surgery Center and Filipino Grocery. For years, doctors told me I couldn't have laser eye surgery because I smoke marijuana and I keep shooting up steroids. So I went ahead and did the surgery myself. And look at me now. I can see right through your friggin' head. Plus, I'm high, and I got muscles. Look at this one here. And listen to these other people talk about Donnie's Do-It-Yourself LASIK Eye Surgery Center and Filipino Grocery.
I went to Donnie's once. Yeah, he sold me a bunch of flashlights and kept flexing and talking about how he met Jim Carrey one time. And actually, his Filipino grocery was really good. I got some adobo marinade and banana ketchup, which are kind of hard to find around here. Then again, Donnie isn't even Filipino. The whole thing was very confusing.
That's right. I met Jim Carrey. And here's another testimonial.
He advised me to stare directly into the sun. On the plus side, that was easily the best Filipino grocery I ever seen. They had like 9 kinds of fish sauce.
That's right. Jim Carrey, the guy in the movies. So come on down to Donnie's Do-It-Yourself LASIK Eye Surgery Center and Filipino Grocery. Like we say at Donnie's, you'll be peeing blood.
Donnie's DIY LASIK.
The Final Edition Radio Hour will be right back.
Welcome back to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Lupus. It can ignite inflammation through your entire body, attacking virtually any organ at any time, inflicting indescribable pain and exhaustion. It is chronic and it is incurable. And do you know what causes lupus? That's right. Unions. Motherfucking unions.
A message from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
And now, Joan Baez will sing a song about unions.
That was a track from the new album from the Final Edition and National Lampoon called Are There Any Triggers Here Tonight? Now available on iTunes and at thefinaledition.com. You can also listen to the Final Edition Radio Hour here on Progressive Voices on TuneIn.
Man on the street!
Kim Kardashian said she was bound, gagged, and robbed at gunpoint in her Paris hotel room. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Oh, did you see pictures from her from earlier that day? I want to find out if they caught whoever stole her shirt.
I mean, like, but what color were the handcuffs? Like, were they coordinated to what she was wearing, or was it also a fashion crime?
Did they find my heart? Because she stole that.
I mean, I did not hear anything about this robbery. No, no. How do you like my necklace, though?
I just think it's a real publicity stunt. She's all about publicity, and this is just another way for her to get publicity.
I think it's publicity.
Why do you always correct me, Henry?
I'm so sorry.
In public.
So far, I'm keeping up with the Kardashians. The robbers are my favorites.
I just want to say, where were her kids, huh? She didn't have her kids with her. What a bad mom. Those kids should have been there in that hotel getting robbed with their mama.
Do you want to go to another cafe?
I thought we were going to go to a pub.
Oh, okay, wherever you want to go.
A nice Irish pub.
Well, we'll go. It's a pub, but that's okay.
Stop correcting me.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm so sorry.
Why do you always think I'm wrong? Because I went to a public school.
Can we make Kanye wear the gag?
And now, lesser known Hollywood stories with Ron Tracy.
Hi, I'm Ron Tracy, and here are a couple of Hollywood stories that maybe you haven't heard. Johnny Carson once asked Betty Davis the best way for an aspiring starlet to get into Hollywood. Ms. Davis replied, take Fountain Street. Well, everybody knows that story, but here's something maybe you didn't know. It turns out that's actually kind of a dick thing to say. And a footnote to that story, a young actress happened to be watching the show that night, and that actress's name was Janet Hartzell. If that name sounds unfamiliar, it's because she never got a job in Hollywood because Betty Davis didn't help her. No one did. A couple guys raped her, though. Another funny story, Walt Disney once told a reporter that, quote, I love Mickey Mouse more than any woman I have ever known. But less known is the reporter's response, which was, quote, Jesus Christ, Walt, that is the saddest thing I have ever heard. Why would you even say that? Unquote.
Those are just a couple of the lesser known Hollywood stories with Ron Tracy.
Give it to me straight, Doc. What have I got?
Man, I hate giving news like this, but I'm afraid you have permanent madness.
Gee, Doc, that sounds terrible. Not very scientific.
How would you know? You have permanent madness.
Okay, well, how does someone get permanent madness?
Oh, there are plenty of ways. Did you eat an old parsnip?
No.
Did you sleep with a shrew's foot under your pillow?
I don't think so.
Have you ever bathed in the same lake as a sorcerer?
Yes. Wait, does a warlock count?
Afraid not.
Then no.
Did you recently make direct eye contact with a newt?
Which lizard is a newt again?
Did you pick a white rose on the eastern slope of a mountain?
No, I know better than that.
Have you ever walked directly under an owl?
Directly under? No.
Oh, I know. Are you now, or have you ever been, a woman of any kind?
What? That's offensive and insane.
No, you're getting it.
Well, is there any cure for permanent madness?
Nope, it's permanent.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of a bummer.
So, should I, like, start sharing nonstop political posts on Facebook?
Yeah, it's probably best to lean into it.
And now, a legendary English Shakespearean actor reads some of the most exquisite literature in the world, which has been rightly compared to the works of Homer, Dante, Shakespeare, Milton, Walt Whitman, W.B. Yeats, and T.S. Eliot.
buckets of rain, buckets of tears. Got all them buckets coming out my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You've got all the love, honey baby, I can stand. I like your smile and your fingertips. I like the way that you move your hips. I like the cool way you look at me. I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. I'm taking you with me, honey baby, when I go. Life is sad. Life is a bust. All ya can do is what you must. You do what you must do, and ya do it well. I'll do it for you, honey baby. Can't you tell?
Beautiful. Oh, it's extraordinary. It's extraordinary.
You're a genius.
Unforgettable.
Thank you, Mr. Bird. Thank you.
Are you tired of working the same old grind day in, day out? Are you ready to jumpstart your career today? Then you should enroll at the American Careers Opportunities College, conveniently located at the intersection of the 10 and the 57. I think we're technically in Pomona. We have all the tools you need to start your brand new career as a dental hygienist, dental assistant, dental x-ray technician, office manager for a dentist's office, plumber who specializes in that little water spraying hose thingy, carpenter who can make those chairs that go up and down, or janitorial services provider, but who doesn't mind the smell of fluoride. Hello, I'm Dr. Sheldon Friedberg. I founded the American Careers Opportunities College to provide on-the-job training for eager young professionals looking to expand their opportunities and earning potential. And not, as some have suggested, in an effort to fill several key staffing positions at my dental practice brought about by a series of embarrassing lawsuits that I cannot legally discuss.
I was working two dishwashing jobs just to pay the rent. Then one day my little girl looked me in the eye and said, "Daddy, why do you always smell like lemon soap?" Well, I knew right then I needed to do right by her, so I called ACOC and Dr. Friedberg gave me the training I needed to get my life back on track. Now I have a career, washing and cleaning all the mugs and plates used in his waiting room.
The best part is that ACOC works around my schedule, and I was able to keep my job as a full-time dentist and take classes at night. Now ACOC gave me the confidence to become what I always wanted to be, that person who stands on the street corners and hands out flyers about where the dentist is.
So if you're ready to give your career the cleaning and brightening it deserves, and you can be understanding of a legitimate medical condition called sleep groping, then call our offices today to see if ACOC is right for you. American Careers Opportunities College. I think we're technically in Pomona.
Mar-a-Lago, October 2016. Things are going disastrously for Donald Trump. What can be done? He huddles with his closest advisors, Roger Ailes, Kellyanne Conway, and Steve Bannon, head of Breitbart News.
Oh, that new bra, Kellyanne, sure shows off your rack.
Fuck off, Roger, you fat warthog. Remember, you're one rung above Christie, and he's one rung above weak-old smegma.
You do have a great rack, Kelly, but your face looks like a Mexican hooker's stretch marks. Sad.
LOL, Mr. Trump, you kill me.
3 weeks to go. You pathetic bozos got ideas how we turn this thing around.
Yeah, we're gonna take a page out of the Ronald Reagan playbook.
Breitbart News has unearthed an amazing Oval Office tape recording from early March 1981. Scene. Despite his historic win, everything's tanking for Ronald Reagan. He meets with advisors Ed Meese, Michael Deaver, and Nancy.
Mr. President, your poll numbers are abysmal.
The whole conservative revolution, your very legacy is in jeopardy. What can we do to turn things around?
You know, I was talking to JFK's portrait the other night.
You were what?
Don't you interrupt Nancy, Mike. She knows things.
Yeah, zip it, Baldy. Ronnie, honey, I asked JFK that very question.
And what did he say, Cupcake?
He said,
I'll tell you this, Nancy. The only way to ensure your legacy is to have some nut blow the back of your head off.
Well, now, Cupcake, I don't...
Wait! That's it!
You're going to have some nut blow the back of my head off?
No, no! Some nut's going to try to.
Ooh, okay.
We hire the nut and run him. On the day he fires off a few random shots, Secret Service pins him, we rush you to Walter Reed, and release you badly wounded.
Am I badly wounded?
No, you're fine. But we make sure the surgeon's a Republican.
And he tells the press the bullet stopped less than an inch away from that great big German-Irish heart.
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah!
Awesome. How about the writers write Ronnie some plucky one-liners?
Ooh, I like that.
Me too! Mr. President, what's that one line you like that Dempsey said when he lost to Tunney?
Honey, I forgot to duck?
Woo!
Yeah! Good idea!
Great.
Drinks all around!
You're smart.
So you're saying...
From the most despised guy in the U.S., you'll become everybody's idol!
Again, nice. Ronald Reagan the sequel. Build that wall, Mr. Peña Siedo.
All we do is find some wetback without a green card and follow exactly the same scenario as the Gipper. Just pick a time and place.
Within 48 hours. Right here in Florida, home of the crazies.
Where all the surgeons are Republican.
And blame it all on Hillary!
Meanwhile, in their vast underground bunker, deep in the Rocky Mountains, Charles and David Koch confer with their cousin and chief of operations, Ibn Said El Yakuzi Koch.
The conundrum, as I see it, is how to get him out of that damn jetliner and into a small plane.
That's how we usually do it. Wellstone, Carnahan, and the rest.
Not going to happen, gentlemen. My advice would be, find some wetback without a green card, supply him with a gun and a driver, promise him 100 grand and naturalization. Get him to a Trump rally and let nature take its course. Do it in Florida. In the next 48 hours, the mob will tear him to pieces, and we can blame it all on Hillary!
How many more assassination attempts are in the works? Will the Donald become the Gipper 2.0? Or will he be well and truly fired? Tune in next week to find out. We will be back right after this. Thank you so much.
Welcome back
to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Man on the Street!
Tesla wants to demonstrate its self-driving car by having it travel cross-country next year from Los Angeles to New York City. The Final Edition asks the man on the street. What do you think?
Well, you know, if it's a black car, it's probably going to get pulled over a lot.
Oh, everybody talks about leaving L.A., but nobody ever does it.
I'm just saying that computer's going to take control and drive that car right into a wall and kill somebody. Oh, wait, I didn't mean computer, I meant Billy Joel.
Oh, man, it's got to visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, and also the biggest cheesecake factory in the country. Oh, it should also go visit the Thing. It should also go visit the giant piece of yarn. Oh, maybe it should also...
Well, you know, it's better than if my mother-in-law was driving. She's terrible.
The car's gonna go crazy in Arizona when it can't find a good classic rock station.
Oh, self-driving car, that sounds cool. So you can just sit there and it drives itself and you can, like, you know, masturbate?
Listen, man, when it gets to New York, it can crash at my place.
I think there's a real danger that this car is gonna go out and actually find the true heart of America and realize it was in its own heart the whole time.
When you're curling down the Swiss Autobahn in the moonlight, you want the performance of a Cameron 260 SG with 523 horsepower, keeping you on the road and off the grid. But you don't live in Switzerland, And you don't drive there. You live in Inglewood, California. And when you're poking along at 5 miles an hour down Interstate 405 by the airport, wouldn't you rather do it in a $200,000 car that burns a gallon of gas every 15 minutes? No, that's stupid. That is a stupid purchase. The guy you see driving in this ad, he is an idiot. The Cameron 260 SG. Please buy it. We have families.
Welcome back to Talk News with me, Rebecca Robbins. Joining me in the studio is Republican Representative Mike Stevenson of Unlikely Creek, Michigan. Good to have you, Mike.
Oh, great to be here, Rebecca.
So, a lot of Republicans have been denouncing Donald Trump in the light of his comments about, and I quote, grabbing women by the pussy, saying it's an affront to their wives and daughters.
And exactly so, Rebecca.
But you've taken a different stand?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm denouncing Donald Trump on behalf of my son. He is setting the sons of America a terrible example on how to behave.
Honestly, as a woman, it's encouraging to hear that, Mike.
Well, there are lessons to be learned from this. Lessons for our sons to learn.
Like treating women with respect, you mean?
That, and also, always check the microphone is off.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, check it, and check it again. You can never be too careful, and it never hurts to be extra sure that the microphone is off.
So to be clear, you're not denouncing Donald Trump's lewd comments, just that he said them on mic.
Well, Rebecca, I don't know if you know this, but boys will be boys. And locker room talk is just that. It's a sacred place where men can simply be men, you know, shooting the breeze, horsing around. I mean, if we didn't have off-color talk in our locker rooms, how could my tennis coach and I jack off together in the steam room and still be straight, huh? You ever think of that?
I did not ever think of that.
Yep. Well, it's a poser for sure. So, the lesson for our sons is this. Out of respect for our women folk, don't say those things when you're on mic being recorded. You know, like pussy.
An interesting point of view indeed. Thank you, Mike.
Or vag.
Excuse me?
Yeah! Boys gotta be careful about that one. Don't just go around getting caught on mic spouting about how you'd like to get your fingers all up in that yogurt factory.
What?
Yeah, or if you just want to go to town in her pink canoe, get all smooched up there in her love muffin. Make yourself a sashimi sandwich. And, whatever you do, word from the wise, don't say cunt.
You're aware that you're literally mic'd up and literally on the radio right now.
Ow. Content cunt! Oh.
Honey, now you're sure you want to do this?
Yes. I think it'd be fun to do a little role playing with the man I love.
Good. I have to say, when I brought it up, I was a little nervous, but since you agreed, I've been looking forward to it all week.
Me too. Okay. The safe word is Cece's Pizza.
Great. The place we met. Perfect. You ready?
Let's do it. I am Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, leader of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria.
And I am your second in command, Abu Ali al-Afari. Together we will create one Islamic State with ISIS fully in control.
Tell me, Afari, what is on the agenda for today?
Well, Baghdadi, as you can see, ISIS forces have taken control of everything east of Mosul. We're working our way to the capital as we speak.
Good. Any beheadings scheduled for today?
Yes, we have one at noon and another one at 2:30.
2:30? That seems a little late for a beheading. It will really cut into our destroying of ancient artifacts time.
Good point. I'll have it moved to 1:00.
Great. Also, I want to thank you. I saw our financial reports last night and our funds have seemed to gone up recently. All that oil smuggling, kidnapping, ransoms, and extortion is paying off.
Just doing my part for the greater cause. Oh, sir, we're getting a call from the faction in Europe. Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Baghdadi. Hail ISIS.
Hail ISIS.
Just wanted to let you know that we're headed to the store to purchase items for tomorrow's suicide bombing.
Wonderful. It's so great that they don't do background checks in Spain. Where you are, Spain. Thank you, and may Sharia's law be with.
Baghdadi, we found this American journalist outside the camp this morning. What should we do with him?
Ooh, let me pull up Twitter, and we can upload a video of us cutting his head off.
Oh, God, no, please. I was just looking for my hotel.
Too late. We will use you to spread the ISIS message.
And get lots of retweets.
Hail ISIS!
Mommy, Daddy, what are you doing to Uncle Ron? He should be at his hotel.
Oh, God, okay. Cece's pizza! Cece's pizza!
Oh, my God. Honey, close your eyes.
This isn't what it looks like.
Yeah, Mommy and Daddy, we're just playing.
So you're not going to decapitate me on social media?
Quiet!
Damn it.
And now, a legendary English Shakespearean actor reads some of the most exquisite literature in the world, which has been rightly compared to the works of Homer, Dante, Shakespeare, Milton, Walt Whitman, W.B. Yeats, and T.S. Eliot.
Buckets of rain. Buckets of tears. Got all them buckets coming out my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You've got all the love, honey baby, I can stand. I like your smile and your fingertips. I like the way that you move your hips. I like the cool way you look at me. I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. I'm taking you with me, honey baby, when I go. Life is sad. Life is a bust. All you can do is what you must. You do what you must do, and you do it well. I'll do it for you, honey baby. Can't you tell?
Beautiful. Oh, it's extraordinary. It's extraordinary.
You're a genius.
Unforgettable.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. Thank you.
Welcome to Target.
Hi. Do you have any more of those crazy clown masks? My next-door neighbor's pregnant, and I really want to scare the living fetus out of her.
Aisle 8.
Thanks!
Welcome to Target.
Yeah, hey, we're your crazy clown masks. We're filming a hilarious video of clowns terrorizing funerals. It's gonna be hilarious!
Aisle 8.
Dope!
Welcome to Target.
Hi, dear. My laundry basket just broke after 25 years. Imagine that. Do you have any of those crazy clown masks that I can wear to scare someone into giving me their laundry basket?
Aisle 8.
Thank you.
Welcome to Target.
Hi, I need to make a casserole for a big dinner party tonight.
Aisle 8.
You didn't let me finish.
Aisle 8.
It's not a casserole dish that I want.
Aisle 8.
What I really want is to scare my guests. Is that weird?
Aisle 8.
I want to scare the living shit out of them.
Aisle 8.
As a prank, but also because it feels good to scare people so fucking good. Ah!
Aisle 8.
Thank you.
Hi, where are your Trump masks?
Aisle 8.
No. I don't want a crazy clown mask. I want a Trump mask.
What's the difference?
Whoa, up top.
We'll be right back with the final edition Radio Hour.
Pull up your pants, we're back! It's the final edition Radio Hour!
Hello, fans of the final edition Radio Hour. I'm Jeff Kreisler, co-executive producer of this show, the other guy that makes things happen. As you may have heard, we recently put out an album with National Lampoon called Are There Any Triggers Here Tonight? I'm very proud of the album. I think it really represents some of what we can do. It speaks to some of the issues in the air these days, and I hope you've given it a listen and bought it and shared it. But you may not know that's not the only thing we do. We've got this Supreme Court thing coming up, and a few years ago, we actually put out another album. It was much lower profile. It was called The Vinyl Edition. I'm also proud of that, and it represents some of the work in our first couple years of broadcast existence. Just to give you a little tease of all the things we've done, we're now going to play some snippets, some of my favorites from that album, the vinyl edition, which you can also buy on CD Baby and iTunes and all the other places you can find Are There Any Triggers Here Tonight. And I hope you'll enjoy this and then get back to listening, sharing, and loving everything that we do. Thanks so much.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is sponsored by Starbucks, the fragrance.
Introducing Starbucks, the fragrance. Wake up and smell like coffee.
Caution, the fragrance you're about to use will make you extremely hot.
The Final Edition is pleased to present this special message.
Hi, I'm a typical suburban dad.
And I'm his typical suburban wife.
Hey, honey, do you hear the winds of change blowing?
Sure do, honey. Why don't you tell them what's happening to the nuclear family?
Yes, dear. The average nuclear family now consists of two children, a pet, and a semi-automatic weapon.
Our family is better than average. We have three children and two semi-automatic weapons.
Oh, honey, you know we have two children now.
Oh, that's right, dear. One of them shot the other one.
We call it family fire.
It's what happens when you leave your guns out. It's our Second Amendment right.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the state, the right of the people to leave their guns out shall not be infringed.
You'll have to pry our kids' guns from their cold, dead fingers.
Which we've done.
You know, honey, losing a child is a small price to pay for keeping and bearing arms.
You said it, dear. After all, we can always get more kids.
Guess we're gonna have to start right now.
Fortunately, there's a brand new organization for parents who leave their guns out where their kids can get them.
The PTNRA.
The Parent Teacher National Rifle Association.
The PTNRA makes sure no law will ever come between your child and your gun.
Thank God. Hey, Junior, what you got there? isn't that cute, honey? Honey? Honey?
The PTNRA. Because guns don't kill, very small people whose parents have guns do.
And now, still more from the Final Edition's finance feature, Money or Die.
The great economic booms of the modern era, housing in the 2000s, technology in the 1990s, savings and loans in the 1980s, have one thing in common: bubbles. Many economists believe we need another bubble to accelerate our current recovery. One believer is David Schwarzstein, an unindicted accountant formerly of Arthur Andersen. He created the popular low-risk, high-return, general uncertainty margins, or GUMs, designed to reinflate the economy.
What industry will create the next five-year ride of imaginary wealth? Oil or autos, airplanes, entertainment, corn, solar, celebrity fashion? No one knows. But this came to me on Turks and Caicos. Everyone's speculating. Speculating about the speculative market. Speculation about speculation is still speculation, isn't it?
Turns out, yes it is. Thus, the bubble concept. Speculation in speculation. Schwarzstein created GUMs in partnership with Citibank, Deutsche Bank, and Bank of America. A Citibank spokesman explained how they work.
Institutional investors buy a minimum $10 million bet that one of 25 pre-selected industries will produce the next bubble. They only put down 0.1%, so their stake is an incredible 99.9% leveraged.
A Deutsche Bank analyst continued.
These institutional bets are then bundled into GUMs, and shares of those are offered to the public. It's totally safe. All you need is a bank account and the desire to get rich. GUMs will always appreciate.
Are GUMs SEC and FTC approved? A Bank of America economist insists that they probably are.
But that doesn't matter. What matters is that GUMs are really, certainly win-win. So there's no time to lose. Buy shares right now. Don't ask questions.
Could these bubble GUMs rejuvenate America's arthritic economy?
You can bet your life on it.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by LayPal.
No stolen credit card numbers. No statements with transparently obvious circumlocutions for sex services dreamed up by brain-dead porn merchants. No lingering paranoia about blackmail. No records. No paper trail. What happens with LayPal stays with LayPal. Open your anonymous account and keep it current. When you need to get laid, just click on LayPal. Your lay will be on his or her way. LayPal, the world's most loved way to lay and get laid. Bitcoins accepted.
And now more from the final edition's finance feature, Money or Die.
Major corporations continue to be nervous about corporate taxes going up and loopholes being closed. Our very own Money Honey Bunny Bucks has the scoop.
Will a second-term Obama finally implement his plan to tax big corporations till they bleed? What do they do? Fred Bread, Deloitte Professor of Voodoo Accounting at the University of Phoenix, thinks he knows.
In our crazy deist republic, what corporate entities have the juiciest tax breaks of all?
GM. GE?
No, silly! Religions! So, if a corporation can prove it's actually a religion, they will pay zero taxes.
To test his theory, Professor Bread took me along with him for a show-and-tell meeting with Robert Iger of the largest entertainment conglomerate in the world, Disney Inc. I'm
home, I'm home, I'm home. Okay, Professor, let me get this straight. You're saying the Disney Corporation exhibits all the characteristics of a religion?
Yes, a better name would be the Church of the Holy Rodent.
Holy Rodent? I don't know.
Hear me out! The Rodentine faith centers around three persons, Mickey, Donald, and Goofy. Icons so sacred they adorned the planes, tanks, and ships which won the crusade against fascism in World War II.
I guess that's true.
So, like the Christian Trinity, the Rodentine Trinity is one in spirit, but with three distinct persons. God the Vermin.
Up and at 'em, pal.
God the Duck. And God the Holy Goof.
When you put it like that, denying it feels almost like blasphemy.
Exactly. These are saints so sacred. Not only have they never had sex, they don't even have sexual characteristics.
I like where this is going.
All Disney females from Snow White to Mary Poppins are virgins, especially Bambi's mother when she presents the world with her little Bambi, the Bambino.
The new princess.
This is genius!
Wait, what about Minnie?
I would surmise that Minnie had a murky past before she got together with Mickey. Meet Minnie Magdalene.
You clown.
Now that's a global blockbuster. Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy return in an animated New Testament. Get me Katzenberg.
Finally, there's Disney's immutable doctrine of resurrection after death. Or apparent death.
That's true. All the heroines die and come back to life. Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Ariel, Mulan.
Heroes, too. What about Mowgli?
And Pinocchio. Pinocchio even has a conscience. Jiminy Cricket.
There's two ways to do anything, the right way and the wrong way.
Whose initials are?
J.C.
Pinocchio undergoes the torments of Jonah in the belly of a whale and is transfigured by resurrection into a real boy.
I'm a real boy!
Plus, his father is a carpenter!
Oh my God!
I would argue to the IRS that Pinocchio fulfills the opening words of St. John's Gospel. In the beginning was the wood, and the wood was made flesh.
Oh my God!
This is huge. No way we'll ever pay another cent in taxes. In fact, I'm renaming our Florida operations tomorrow. I can see it now. Disney World to come!
the magic kingdom of heaven!
Brilliant! That should cinch it tax-wise.
Disney has already applied to the IRS for tax-exempt status as an established faith. Experts from Deloitte say it's a slam dunk. Disney will then rebrand itself globally as the Holy Rodent Empire.
And you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are, anything your heart desires will come to you.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Keith Saltohanes, Samantha Gerwitz, Sean Ari Leher, Dan Frick, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lenk, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, James Mount, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lenk, James Mount, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lenk. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2014.